हरे कृष्णा। विच ईयर बैच यू आर? 2012 बीएससी नर्सिंग बैच। 2014 यू आर एंडिंग एट जुलाई एंड। व्हाट आर योर थॉट्स एट द टाइम ऑफ एंडिंग योर बीएससी? What are you looking forward to? Or life is very mechanical and it's just going to go on. Even if I don't think, it's fine. It'll just go on. There has to be some thought process, na? Many of you must be thinking, those who are not married, ki shaadi karni hai abhi. Get married. Start our life and new career again. How many of you are going to your own institute again? Oh, many of you. That is hospital or, I mean, of course hospital, but it's like government hospital or private hospital? All of you are government hospital? BMC. Okay. All of you? One by one. Same. Sain Hospital. Cooper Hospital. Good, very nice. And?
BMC
Nair Hospital. Induja Hospital.
Kasturba
Hospital. Sain Hospital. And what post you will get now after this? Same. But BSc होने के बाद में कुछ salary नहीं बढ़ेगा क्या? हाँ? Wow! Where in Cooper Hospital? Assistant matron. Wow, very good. But how is that? Your so many years of service there. How many years? 22 years. Acha. Jai Hare Krishna. Very nice. At the end of our career and beginning of again fresh professional life. You were all working somewhere, I know, before working as a nurse and then again studying and again now working. So when you studied somewhere before, earlier, you had another experience, right? And I'm sure there was a different experience over here. So if there was a different experience over here, then it has to contribute in your life somewhere. It has to make some effect in your life wherever you go now onwards. Because whenever a breeze flows, and suppose the breeze this time flows through jasmine garden, the breeze will carry jasmine fragrance wherever it goes. It will not just pass by and ignore the fragrance and leave it there only and then go ahead. The breeze will always carry the fragrance of jasmine or whichever flower garden it passes through. So when the breeze carries jasmine fragrance, you should know that it's very good, it's very beautiful to experience. And against that, you know that there are bad fragrances around. When can you appreciate jasmine fragrance? When it's not everywhere, it's only in some places. If it is everywhere jasmine fragrance, then you will not say jasmine fragrance. Right? If there's a bad smell or no smell and jasmine smell, then you will see, jasmine smell, so nice. Or sometimes you walk in the hospital in the night, you will get parijata smell. How many of you have smelled it here? When you walk like this and you are conscious of your breath, you breathe nicely. In the night time, if you take a round in the hospital, many places you will feel parijata smell is there. Now if the hospital is filled with parijata smell, you will not feel the difference. It's everything same. But if it is not there somewhere and it's there somewhere, then you feel, right? Do you know what is parijata smell? Oh. You can come to my house, spiritual care garden. There also one tree is there. Then exactly when I'm pointing here, near that shop is there, Nature's Gift. If you walk little ahead, there's one tree is there and it sheds flowers which always falls upside down. It has got an orange stalk, small orange stalk and some leaves, and always when it falls like this. And the stalk is up and the leaves are down. Petals are down. And they stay for only 1 hour or 2 hours. And when you make a garland, it only stays for half an hour. Because you're handling already. It's very delicate. But it gives very beautiful fragrance. And it is said that Rukmini had this tree in her courtyard. Sorry, Satyabhama had this tree in her courtyard. Do you know the story? Satyabhama and Rukmini are Krishna's wives in Dwarka. And there was a tree like this, a beautiful fragrance. And our Gurudev explains that that celestial divine Parijata flower which they had, if one flower comes to Bombay, it will give fragrance to whole Bombay. That kind of power is there in that flower. We have our material world flowers, so it stays for only half an hour, few minutes. So she was upset because the tree was in her courtyard, but flowers were falling in Rukmini's courtyard. So she wanted to have another tree for herself. So Krishna took her to Swargaloka and brought one more tree for her. Very beautiful tree. So I am giving an example of these trees. Because they have fragrance. Flowers, fragrance. Similarly, Bhaktivedanta Hospital also has a fragrance. Fragrance of spirituality. Fragrance of devotion. Fragrance of compassion. Service to people. All of you should know that this world is full of miseries. We have been repeating in your lectures so many times. You must have heard through spiritual care curriculum also. You have to be convinced about that thing, that the world is not going to give you happiness anymore. Everywhere there is misery. And to nurses and doctors and medical professionals, you don't have to tell it again and again. If you are vigilant, if your brain is open, eyes are open, ears are open, then you don't need to be told again and again. Because you are seeing what you see. Nobody comes to enjoy a picnic with you in the hospital here. Everybody is simply suffering. They are suffering and they come to you. And you can see that hospitals are full, people are coming more and more, year by year, more and more patients coming, more and more hospitals opening, they are also getting full. What is this sign of? The sign is of suffering. Suffering is increasing. New and new diseases are coming. New medicines are coming. New diseases coming. Something you are conquering, like smallpox and something, and then new things are coming, which you don't know what to do with it. And that you find some medicine and something new is coming. Anybody has wondered from where the new disease is coming? Huh? Is it not surprising? HIV was not there when I was studying. It was there, but not as huge as it is. When I was a student, it was a short note question. Means it is like very small, insignificant. But now I'm sure you must be getting big questions. Because when it becomes more in your practice, you have to know about it and you have to take care of yourself, take care of patient and know everything about it. All scientific information that you need to know as a professional, you need to know about it. You cannot just ignore it now as a short note. Because it may affect your life if you keep it at short note. Then it will be affecting your life, it will become big note in your life. If you don't take it seriously. So I say, today may be something as short note. And tomorrow, after 10 years, you will say, when I was a student of BSc in Bhaktivedanta, it was short note. Now it has become big note, long question. So like that, I'm talking about disease. But there are, you can see, when we were children, there were hardly any divorces. Please understand, hardly any divorces. Nobody thought that there can be a divorce. Everybody thought that marriage means forever. Now divorce is like this, you know. Love at first sight, divorce at first fight. It's a fact. Because the whole marriage is based on only my pleasure, not your pleasure. If I think you can give pleasure to me, I marry you. Both parties think like that in their mind. Yeah, he'll be making me happy. and she thinks, he thinks she will make me happy. And when first time you come to know it's not so, then you are ready to depart immediately. You know what is it like actually? That's like cats and dogs. They don't get married. Is there any marriage in any other religion, any other species? Any elephant or you know anybody? Horse, any bull, cows, any buffalo, male buffalo. They are getting married and they are staying together whole life. They have children, they raise their children and children look after them after when they get old. Is there anything like that? No. It's only for human beings. Marriage system is only for human beings. But when people just change partners like animals and cats and dogs, what are we making progress? We're not making progress. We are making only regression. We are going down to animalistic life. I never saw anybody in my caste wearing a sleeveless dress, men or women, anybody. Half pant was considered to be very ugly to go down. If you want to go down your building to wear half pant was like, you know, wear full pant and go, wear full pajama and go. Nowadays people are traveling abroad in half pant, in airplane. It's like casual, no? Where they sleep in that dress, the same suit, they can just go to airport and go London, America. Is that not true? When you, again, you have seen any animals wearing clothes? Any cloth industry for animals? It's in America now. Today morning in the prayer, I was thinking that, when prayer was being going on, I was thinking that this culture is coming from West actually, all this culture. So stitching clothes is whose culture? Animal culture or human culture? Only human beings wear clothes, animals don't wear clothes. And when you don't get, why keep people wear clothes to dogs in America? Because they don't get love from human beings. So then they resort to animals and then they dress them like their babies and like human beings, but they cannot relate to you as human beings, although you wear them clothes and put goggles and caps on them. I saw a clip, video clip on WhatsApp, you know, one dog is dressed up like a bride, she dog, and cap and goggle and marriage dress, and she's walking for about 15 minutes on two legs and two hands like this. There's a video for about 10 minutes. She's walking on the road and shaking hands with people. So for a while you will feel a small baby rahega, but you know, when you see clothes, the mouth is like this. So wearing clothes industry is only for whom? Human beings. And I never saw, my father told me that, really believe me, my father told me when I was a child, that a woman's hands, arms are to be seen only by the husband, not by anybody else. But now, what to speak of arms? Everything else is seen by everybody else. It's not husband property anymore. It's everybody's property. Everybody can see everything. It's like, so I was thinking one day, long many years back, that if human beings start wearing less and less and less and less and less clothes, where are they heading to? Animal life. Because animal is the other end, no clothes. Human beings is the other end, full clothes. And if you are half clothes, then where are you? On the way to animal life. Very simple it is. The more you expose your body, less you cover your body, you are becoming more of an animal, more of lower species. The whole world is like this, and considering and looking at the way our people are going around, educated people and so-called good people, whatever they think they are good people, they all are like this only, getting divorced and nobody staying together, families are broken, everybody is in their own way, nobody knows what's happening, father doesn't know how many girlfriends son has changed, how many daughters have changed, boyfriends, they don't know who she's going around, who she's getting married with, nobody knows anything what's happening. After a long time they come to know he's become drug addict now, after a long time they come to know he's going to prostitutes, after a long time they come to know this is happening. So there's no connection, everybody is busy, father is professional, mother is professional, son is going here, daughter is going there, no affection, love, no taking dinner together. You know, it's become very rare these days to have family for dinner together. They have to also plan ki Saturday evening, please, Saturday evening we are together. Mummy is making a feast. Please be together Saturday evening. It's not like that. Every day, at least in the evening, we are all together. It's not like that. Somebody comes at 11:30. Somebody comes at 7 o'clock. Somebody comes 1:30. Somebody comes 4 a.m. in the morning. I know so many families. And parents are awake till 3, 4. They keep dozing, fall off, and 4 o'clock, ting, ting. Then they come and some chat, some tea, some snacks. Then they go to sleep. Then father, mother go to work at 9, and then son gets up at 11:30, 12 o'clock. And then something, internet, WhatsApp. And then 3, 4 o'clock, he goes, again comes at 4 in the morning. So family units are breaking. Money has become top priority in life. Relationships are not important. There's a use and throw mentality. You know? I mean, this particular recorder, if it gets spoiled, I'm not going to cry. You know? If it's new and it gets spoiled, I may feel bad. But after 5-6 years, I've used it nicely and it gets spoiled, I'll just throw it and buy a new one. Mobiles, washing machines, refrigerators, how they are made these days? No repairing, sir. Oh, somebody came to my house yesterday and said, "Aapka gas geyser servicing karne ke liye aaya hu main." Theek hai. So first thing he says, "Sir, aapka gas geyser ka pura piche ka patra jo hai na pura sad gaya hai. To kya karna hai usko?" Bole, "Wo usko bech do, naya le lo. Isko bech ke aapko 500 rupaye aayega, naya 6000 mein aa jayega." The machine is fully fine, is getting water, everything is fine. But the first thing is, sell it off, take a new one. No question of repairing or anything. Mobile bhi kaisa hota hai? Nobody repairs mobile nowadays. Khali wo illusion rehta ki it's repairable and all these things. Nahi repair hota hai. Iska part hi nahi milta hai. Within 1 year outdated model. Because men, human beings are using such kind of things more and more and more in life. They also become like that with human beings. Use and throw. Wife achhi lagi, shaadi kiya. Nahi achhi lagi, divorce. Simple. Employee achha laga, to rakha. Nahi achha laga, rusticate. Only employee bhi kya bolega, jab tak mere ko jitna chahiye, utna mil raha hai, I am here. Thoda zyada mila, gone. No loyalty, nothing, aisa kuch hai nahi ki, it's my company, I love this company, and you know, I love the mission here, and I want to be here. Gone are the old days where people would join Tata Birla at young age of 20 and retire at 58. Full life gone to same bosses and same company and same services and loyalty, relationships. They will take care of the families. They will give for education of children. They will give quarters. They will give medical care. Everything, everybody knows about every employee. Because they were all together, maybe hundreds of people steady. Hardly anybody would leave. But now is it like that? Everybody is just jumping from one place to another. There is no attachment, nothing. Only money, money, money and money. So we are living in this world which is slowly, slowly, slowly getting degraded. Not slowly, very fast I would say. Very fast getting degraded in values, in relationships. And people are becoming very ruthless, emotionless. No attachment, no values, no ethics, nothing. By hook or crook, make money and don't care for anything else. Who knows what is there in next life? Who knows what's there in life? Who knows where God is there or not? Just enjoy life. And in the process of enjoyment, no one gets enjoyment. That is the worst thing. If you were to get enjoyment by all these things, people would have continued. But so many people are committing suicides. So many people are drug addicts. So many are becoming terrorists. When I was a child, there was nothing like terrorists. आतंकवादी अतिरेकी टेररिस्ट ये पता ही नहीं था हमको क्या होता है. पर नाउडेज कॉलेज स्टूडेंट्स आर बिकमिंग टेररिस्ट. समहाउ दे आर कॉट अप बाय समबडी इन द कॉलेज डेज. देन दे आर ब्रेन वॉश्ड एंड दे आर गिवन समन्स एंड दे आर गिवन एजुकेशन ऑल दिस थिंग्स. एंड इंजीनियरिंग स्टूडेंट्स फ्रॉम हियर टू बैंगलोर, बैंगलोर टू कराची, कराची टू इराक. आई हैव बिकम जिहादी नाउ. पेपर में पढ़ रहे हैं कि ना कितना न्यूज़ आ रहा है. It's not one story comes in paper. There are millions of stories like this. They are how they are capturing and, you know, brainwashing and alluring money and something, some funny ideas they put in their mind and they'll say, okay, yes, I have to go for this. I'll die. Suicide bombers, this, that. You don't know these days. Your neighbor may be one of them. You cannot predict that everybody is fine in my building. You may not know. You are living in such a world today. A day will come. I already must have come. that, you know, in your building there will be so many HIV patients. Right? In your building maybe third person may be having cancer. It's like that. That's the proportion these days. So everywhere there is so many kinds of miseries. Emotional miseries, physical miseries, social miseries, economical miseries, financial crisis. Everywhere there is so much uncertainty. Rains are not coming in time. Rains are coming afterwards in wrong time. When you are about to cut your crop, it rains and then it petrifies all the grains that you have already collected. Storm comes at wrong times. You don't know. Suddenly storm comes and destroys everything. Everything is in at upsurge. All things that you don't want to happen are in rise. So you are now again going back to the same world, which is nothing but what I am describing in short. And as time will go, all these things will be also rising. You will say, given Dr. Shanmugam was speaking to us on 19th of July, it was not like that. Now for 10 years, things have multiplied and things have changed. Further worse change, not at good change, worse change will be there. Even if Modi comes or Manmohan Singh comes or again Aam Aadmi comes, whoever comes, these miseries will not stop. When Barack Obama came, the first revolutionary, change was his slogan. You know, when he came, change. And first black American became president of America, and there were so many things expected. But suicides didn't decrease, murders didn't decrease, rapes didn't decrease, animal slaughter did not decrease. Lehman Brothers, all financial companies closed down. That they could not stop. Financial, kya bolte usko, mandi. Recession. Could not be stopped. Ruthlessness and mercilessness, shootings in the colleges and schools with guns which students did not stop. So what stopped? Nothing stopped. Everything just continued, whatever they are worsening day by day. So that's why I am describing all this to you, because all our spiritual leaders in all religions, Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, Sikhism, Buddhism, everybody has told us that this world is not a place for enjoyment. This world is not a place for happiness. Only you think that there will be happiness and you will keep searching it and you will never find it. Happiness will be like the carrot which is kept in front of the donkey, 2 feet away on the stick. And he keeps walking, it's just 2 feet away and always remains 2 feet away only. It never comes closer. And he works whole day, slogs the whole day, and the carrot remains there only. It's just there only, but it's, when I go to catch, it's 2 feet away, always. Marathi mein bolte hai, isko hulkavani. Hulkavani means kya bolte hai, isko? You just miss it. You think, I've got it, no? I got just married now. I've captured the happiness now. Now I'm in the top of the world of happiness. And then you say, "Arey, it's not so." There's so much of challenges are there in married life, in children, money, loan, this, that. First many years go in that. Then children grow up and then they start giving trouble and then you have to settle them down when you're old. So you keep searching only, where is the happiness? But you ask any old man in the hospital who is like very old and about to die maybe, or maybe a few years. Ask him, "Uncle, how do you feel about your life? You're satisfied, you fulfill all your desires." Koi nahi milega. Everybody will say, "Sab useless hai re, kuch fayda nahi hai sab. All things are useless. You work for everybody, nobody cares for you. There is no happiness." And ek so desires fulfill nahi hua, jo bhi plan tha. Aur jiske liye itna mehnat kiya, they don't care for us. Our children are abroad, they don't come down. Although they are in Bombay also, they don't come down. We are just on our own. Nobody cares for us. We waste our whole life slogging for them. It's like a unique story. In every family, everything, same thing goes on. It doesn't change. Only a saintly person, if you meet at the end of life, he will say, "All my desires are fulfilled. I am so happy. Anytime I am ready to go to meet my God." Only saintly people, which are very, 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 very rare in this world. Rest all are normal people, always suffering. Neglected, frustrated. Very painful. You meet old people, is very painful. You go on the morning walk, no, sometimes. You go on the morning walk. Most of the old people are also walking around. And then they gather at one place and drink tea or something. You just sometimes sit there and just hear what they are talking. They only talk, "My son doesn't come," or "Today is my ECG appointment," they have to go to this doctor, joints are paining, medicines cost is increasing, I don't have money, I have to go here, do that, you know, my son is not coming, my wife is very sick, I have to be doing all this, I don't have time, energy to do all that. Only they will discuss about miseries and try to share the miseries with each other. But none of them can help each other in solving those miseries because everybody has the same condition. They're just sitting together and sharing their heart, that's all. And they go back and the same suffering is there. Unwantedness, uselessness, worthlessness, poverty, no relationships, no love, no affection, neglect. Everybody is neglecting, waiting for them to die. And they also become the same thing afterwards. So versus all these things, somehow I think you have received some knowledge about the reality of your life, reality of soul, God. It is said that only in the subject of God there is happiness. And there is no happiness otherwise. Only in the subject of God. Whether you believe it or not, whether you are from any religion, doesn't make difference. If you are dwelling yourself in the subject of God, and through that subject of God you are in the service mode, you are in the service in the name of God, you are serving in God consciousness, then your life can be happy, then you can be definitely happy. When you serve somebody with God consciousness, with compassion and love and care, then you will be happy. And it may be in municipality, maybe in government, maybe in private, wherever you go. If you have this mood that I want to serve selflessly, then God will give you abundant happiness. Your life will be fulfilled and those whom you serve, they also will be very happy. They also will receive something genuine, which nobody is receiving. You know, now you are working in Sion Hospital, everybody is working in some other BMC hospital, Sastrova Hospital. How people are working there? No one cares. Anybody cares, they come to... I want to meet my patients. I could not sleep yesterday night because that patient had pain, this patient had pain, this patient was crying, so I just couldn't sleep at home. I want to just run to hospital and serve them again. Anybody is like this in mood? Anybody thinks like that? Or when the patient sees any nurse, he feels, oh, she is now come, my angel has come to serve me and to relieve my pain. I wish I want to be her in company to relieve my suffering and pain. In her company, I feel so relieved. So much, you know, agitation is reduced when I meet this person, male nurse or female. Koi bhi aisa mood mein rehta nahi. But you can be one of them. The rarest species of people in the world, you can be like that. I must have given you example of Sister Margaret anytime. In the lecture of palliative care. No? So I'll tell you now. There was one hospice nurse called Sister Margaret. And every morning when she would wake up, and this is very easy practice, you all can adopt this practice. Nothing very great that I cannot do in 10 lifetimes. Aisa kuch nahi hai. She would get up in the morning, early morning, clean herself and kneel down to the Lord with candle and pray for all her patients whom she is caring for. Each and everybody, maybe Joseph, maybe Mary, maybe Saint Martha, like that, in the Christian world, in the European world. And then she would go to the work. And when she would be actually with her patients, six patients or whatever number of patients, beds are allocated and they are fixed. And she would, while she would do her nursing care, maybe IV line is taking or doing dressing or changing IV lines or whatever, making bed or giving sponge bath or mouth care or bed sore care, whatever number of cares that you are providing to your patients. While doing all those cares, she will keep praying for that patient to God. Also, she will speak in between, very lovingly and gently, nicely. And if she is not speaking, doing her service, then she will keep praying for that patient for that much time to God when she is with the patient. It's possible, no? You are already there only, no? You already either you are giving injection or something you are doing, but the mind can still pray. And that way she will spend the whole day as she will go from one to another. She will pray, next one, next one, next one, and duty will end. Then she will go home, clean herself, take some snacks, refresh herself, again put a candle, kneel down, and again pray for all the patients whom she has cared for. So actually, what was her day actually? What do you think our day was? Yes? Her day was only a prayer, that's all. Full of prayers. All time praying only. You think this is possible for you? Very easily possible. Only you have to be conscious of it. And how you put reminders? So put some reminder for a few days, till it becomes habit for you. And it will be easily possible for you. Because compassion is coming from God. We call him Sri Krishna. You may call by some other name. But that Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is the ocean of compassion. And we medicos, you know, who are in medical field, nurses or paramedicals or doctors, we are somehow privileged to carry some compassion from the ocean of the Lord, ocean of compassion from the Lord. And we can very effectively transfer that compassion to so many people. If your work is, you are skillful and you are very expert, you have good knowledge, then it will become very easy for you to do it with compassion in the heart. What is the meaning of a nurse? Nurse means paricharika in the Sanskrit word. Paricharya is what she does, nursing. And she is considered to be one of the seven mothers. And you are one of those, including the male members here. They are doing duty of a mother who cares, you know. And what mother is doing? There was a short film I saw on internet that day. There was an interview, you know. And one person was taking an interview. And it was a Skype interview. So a screen was there. One was taking an interview. And the candidates were like there on the screen. So he's saying that we have a position here. So the candidate asked, what is the duty hours? He said, no duty hours. 24 hours you have to work. And what kind of work? He said, all kinds of work. Whatever work is there, you have to do. There is no job description. And like that, they went on describing, you know, asking. So, what qualification is required? He said, no qualification required. He was like amazed. So what kind of job is this? Huh?
Lunchtime,
dinner time. He says, no lunchtime, no dinner time. Any time, whenever possible, you can take or you may not take also. You may not get also. What about sleep? No guarantee.
After everyone sleeps,
you may get some sleep. So they're wondering, kya bol kya rahe? Pagal to nahi hai aadmi? And salary kitna? Finally, like, then must be a packet, must be crores of rupees. He says, no payment. Oh, wow. So they're bolne lage ki aap nonsense baat kar rahe ho. You are making fun of us. Aisa kya hota hai ka? He says, yeah, there is one person at your home, that is mother. She doesn't have eating time, sleeping time, breakfast time, dinner time, qualification not necessary, whatever she is, job is not fixed, whatever comes on the way she does, and no salary also. What about weekly holidays or what? No holidays. And such person exists in your life. Each of you have that person in your life who is not paid, who's worked 24 hours by 7 days, doesn't take any salary. Doesn't have any lunchtime, dinner time, fixed time, sleeping time, nothing is there. Nothing for our own. You have any recreation for yourself? No, sir. No recreation. Any TV, any between drama, any some entertainment? No entertainment also. If it's available in time, job kaam nahi rahega, toh you can dekh sakte ho TV. But guarantee nahi kuch. Any weekend parties or any weekend tours somewhere, picnics? No guarantee. Hoga kabhi toh ho jayega, toh guarantee kuch nahi. Any PF, any gratuity or anything? Nothing. That is mother. Complete selfless service. And please understand, all of us, everybody of us has received that service from a mother. Everybody of us. You are about to give birth to a child. Huh? You will do the same thing for your child. All of you have done, whoever our mothers here. So that you have a privilege over and above you being a mother in future. You have a privilege to become a nurse and nurse to your patients. They are looking at you with great hope that this lady or this man will relieve my pain through her service to me. That's why most of people, when you do good service to them, they are telling you, ki aap to Allah ke farishte ho. You are God's angels. You are demigods. You know, Hindu, Muslim, different words are there. But they mean the same thing. Ki aap Allah ke bande ho. Allah ke farishte ho. You are the angel of Lord. Because they can see in your compassionate service the hand of God, because that is only coming from God. And when you are connected with God, then you can do that. Otherwise, you cannot do on your own. On your own, you can do little things, but when you are connected with God, you can do great things. So I am requesting you that you are leaving our institute. It's a very sad thing for me to not have you in our institute anymore, and sometimes you will come as guest and to visitor, like that. But wherever you will go, don't forget the message that Bhaktivedanta has to give you. That the message is only one: serve with compassion in the heart. Don't just become a mechanical salary earning nurse. There are plenty like you. Please don't feel you are any way great compared to those. There are many more who earn much, much more than you. They are in different countries and they are in much more polished atmosphere and posh atmosphere and highly sophisticated atmosphere and highly trained and everything. PhDs and highly specialized. You are, we should be very honest and humble that we are none of those great people in this field. But they lack something which you have, which you can have, and you are already told what is that. And that is compassion. And then when compassion is there, money will flow. Your worthiness will be increasing. When you are a nurse with compassion and feeling, you don't nurse with hands. You nurse with heart. There's something called nursing with hands and nursing with heart. I don't want to describe you what is that, right? When there is nursing with heart, the patient has to be happy. Your boss has to be happy. Everybody has to be happy when you nurse with heart. And that's what they're lacking. They're simply into their procedures and skills and money and packages and everything. Nobody cares for the patient to whom all these services are to be rendered to. Nobody is bothered about that. Nobody cares ki my success is judged by or supposed to be judged by that person who receives my service. But whom do we ask for our services judgment? Our bosses, our superiors, our paymasters who are paying us. We never ask our patient, how do you rate me? Then you will come to know where you stand. Your boss may term you as A+, and patient may term you as 0. Possible, na? If your boss's requirement you fulfilled, then what will you give A+? But patient's requirement fulfill nahi karega, who? Nobody cares. But if you really ask him your real status in nursing, the patient will tell you. And that is where you should actually ask your status, and that is where you should make progress into that. And when you do that, automatically boss also will become A+ to you. Patient satisfaction, patient friendliness, patient care is top priority in medical profession. But money has taken the topmost priority, unfortunately. So my only humble request to you is that keep in touch with us if you like. We are all eager to keep in touch with you. I am going to form alumni very soon, so that this reminder can be given to you. Whenever you will be called here, sure enough you should know there will be some spiritual talk for you. There will be some fun, some gathering, something will be there. But you should expect that some spiritual talk will be definitely there. We are not hide and seek business here. We are not trying to allure you for some enjoyment and suddenly we will put one lecture to you. No, we are already telling you that when we will call you, we'll talk this subject matter again and again. Because that is what our real USP is. Unique selling product is compassionate service. Whether be tomorrow when you come back again, you will be a 500 bed hospital. I don't know. It could be. Another building may be there behind and so many changes will be there. But that is not the essence of this institution. That one building ka do building ho gaya. Do ka char ho gaya. Or other states may be char building ho gaya abhi unka. That's not our barometer of progress. Our barometer of progress is, are we giving the same compassionate, loving service to our patients when we were like this and we were like this, small and big? That is the criteria. So you judge yourself as you are progressing in your medical nursing profession. As years are going ahead, are you increasing in your compassion or you are becoming less and less in your compassion and more money-minded? Because the world around you will press you to become money-conscious. What is pushing you from within? Is it God who is pushing you from within to make you more compassionate? Or you are becoming more money conscious and not patient care conscious? That's only my humble request to all of you. So you can remember, if you want to hear again it is being recorded here for the same purpose. So that if you have pen drives, you can take this with you. And whenever you are down, you feel you are low and you feel hopeless, you hear this again. Not because I am speaking. I'm sure God is speaking through me. Because it is God's message, not my message. I am not anybody to make any scripture. I am only here to repeat what is given in scripture. And scripture is word of God. So I am sure God is speaking. And that is what God wants to tell you at this auspicious moment when you are about to complete your education again, second time, and going back into service. Why we educate ourselves? So that we can apply that education in our service. No? So we have something, learned something else over here. More than our curriculum, we have been educated in something else, which is very valuable in life. No one teaches you. Always remember in life that if you have things in your life in large quantity that money cannot buy. What did I say? If you have things in large quantity in your life that money cannot buy, then you are a real rich man, a rich person, a rich woman. If you have things in your life large in quantity, all bought by money, be sure you are a poor person. Because you may not be happy at all with all those costly material that you have, the latest mobile and latest TV and latest computer and latest thing, latest machine and latest car and latest dresses and latest ornaments, everything of latest, costliest, large volumes of things you may have, but surely you will not be happy. But if you have some things in little quantity or more quantity, but cannot be purchased by money, then you will be happy. Look for those things in life. Don't look for things. Don't fight with your husbands and your sons or whatever for those things. You know, my birthday, you didn't give me your latest mobile, i5, whatever, 5S, S4. You didn't buy a car. Today is 25th anniversary of marriage. I expected that you'll buy me diamond earrings. What kind of husband you are? Is it over now? Do you love me? Don't you love me anymore? Don't ask such kind of questions to your husband or wife, you know. But those things don't give you happiness. Please understand. Relationships, you should value more. Invest in that. What do you think are things which cannot be bought by money? According to you, it's that. What things are there in life you feel very nice things I can't buy with money?
Trust,
trust, happiness, love, care, loyalty, compassion, respect, truthfulness, and peace of mind. My God, such a rare commodity. Such a rare commodity. What else?
Satisfaction.
Time. Money cannot buy time. Sir. Just few little time back, you were 10-year-old sweet girl jumping around. Now you are a mature girl, 25-30-year-old, maybe entering in married life or having children, responsible life. Time, very rare commodity. What about relationships? All these things, what you said, many of these things like trust, love, loyalty, this, that, lies in relationships. If their relationship is there, trust is there, love is there, care is there. Kindness is there, right? Everything is there. So most things in life come because of relationships. Genuine relationships, selfless relationships, not money-oriented relationships. Because you are rich, I am friendly with you. Because you are beautiful, I am friendly with you. Because you are famous, I am friendly with you. There are many people like that. They are not real people around you. When you are successful, many people will gather around you. And you cannot figure out who is yours, who is not yours. When you fail, who is next to you? That is your friend, for sure. When you really are failure, miserable, suffering, poverty-stricken, and somebody is next to you, that is real friend. And who that is?
God.
Only God. Your wife may leave you, husband may leave you in the form of death, in the form of time, they may be taken away. God will be always with you. The best friend. He is called as Suruda. Suruda means he is a hearty friend of everybody. Suruda. Very beautiful name, God. Real friend of everybody. And whoever you see, that God conscious. Conscious of that loving God is also Suruda. If he is conscious of that God, he will also by default, he will become selfless. The devotees of God never expect anything from you. They are never expecting because you are rich and beautiful, they are friendly with you. They only want to give you God and relate to you in God consciousness. This is my experience. I don't know what is your experience. Only I have seen that only devotees can be selfless. Rest all are selfish people. Even they are relatives also. They are not devotees, they are selfish people. And when they are devotees, they may not be your relatives. But they are always selfless, always helping. Out of the way they'll go, give kindness to you, compassion to you, give knowledge to you, real knowledge to save you, to really uplift your life. You know, who cares today? Your life is not uplifted, how does it matter to me? As long as my life is uplifted, I am okay. In scripture it is said, even saintly people who think like this, that as long as I am liberated, okay. Whether others are liberated or not, I don't care. Even such saints are condemned by scriptures. Even those saints who are true saints, they don't even care for their liberation. They always worry about others' liberation. How others are going to get saved from these miseries? How I can save everybody else when I have found out a pathway of saving myself from all the miseries and I have found the secret of happiness? How I can keep it to myself? I must give it to everybody else. That is a saint. He may not be in the garb of a saint. He may not be wearing a gown or a sannyasi vastra, or he may not be shaven-headed, or he may not be tilakdhari, or he may not be anything. He may be wearing brown garb or ash color garb, or he may be wearing white color garb, or wearing saffron color garb, or he may be shaven-headed, or he may be long beard and long hair. He may be of any type of these things. But somebody who cares for others' upliftment, or he may be a householder with wife and children. But if he thinks of others' upliftment, he is saintly. He is the person whom you want to associate with. Not those who are in the garb of a saint. And our little lifetime we have in devotion, the devotees are real well-wishers. They will always come out of the way and help us in miseries. And so-called relatives, blood relatives also don't come. But devotees always come. In my life, so many times I have seen this, so many times. Difficult times, very difficult times. Devotees have gone out of the way, come forward, given their time, stayed with us, served us, cooked for us, taken care of us. You know, my wife had cancer. Dr. Dalal and his wife stayed with us for a full year, cooked for us, taken care of daughter, myself, spiritually, physically, medically, everything. Why they should do that? They are not brothers, sisters, anything. But they are more than brothers and sisters. And I have told this bluntly to my family members. You may be my brothers and sisters, but I have got real brothers and sisters with us who are living with us, who are always with us, and always there when we need them in difficulties. And you are having same surname, same father's name, but you are not only physically far away, even mentally and emotionally also very far away. You are never there when we need you. But whenever you need me, I will be there for you. Be sure, whenever you need me, I will be there for you. So it's like that. And whenever you receive such care, you get inspired to give such care to others. If you have received such kind of care at such times, so you see somebody in that kind of difficulty, you also, because you have received, you want to share that care with others. Let us all be like these people and make our life sublime. People should really miss your company if you are not there. Just because of your wonderful nature and wonderful qualities that money cannot buy, you have with you. People should cherish your company and want to be with you and learn from you. Let us become precious like that. Not precious in the form of money, beauty, education, money, position, influence, power. Don't become rich. Try to become rich in that, because that comes by your karma. Whatever is your karma, it comes to you. So you have any questions? I feel that when I'm working here, and I before worked in Saudi Arabia also, you know, and I have seen all the colors and experiences there. How the hospital was, how people were there, what is the motivation of the hospital, and what how they behave and how they treat you, how money is on top and they don't care for anything else but their business, and how their all memos and all talks are based on the income that they get. They don't spare anybody. Doctors, topmost consultants, managers, HR, anybody, whoever is not in line with their goal, they are ruthless with them. They don't care whether mother is in ICU or child is sick, or they don't care for anything. They just, if you are in line with our aim, you are with us, otherwise go back. And then I came here, I was working before also with our organization. I was in 2 years there in between when the hospital was under construction. And then when I see, because I'm a trustee also, so I can see from all levels, topmost level also, in between level also. But as a trustee also, I'm an employee also. I also get salary, I've also got CLP, LEL like you, and I've got everything else like all of you. But I feel so fortunate because I know one thing for sure, that this institute is not meant for money. It's not a money conscious institute. This institute has some mission, some values. And it's so rare today to get to work in an organization which is pure in its purpose and not the way the others are. The whole thing is different. There's no sin here, no sinful food comes here. Nothing which is harmful to your soul and to your body is existing here. No activity is performed here which is harmful to your life, like abortion. Spiritually and physically, both. There's no cheating, there's no corruption, there is no unnecessary test, unnecessary admission, unnecessary operations, commissions, cuts, cheating people on various levels in the name of sickness and in the name of treatment. Nothing exists over here. Plus the colleagues, the doctors, the nurses, and everybody so nicely behaving people. They're not rude. People tell us, I'm not telling you. People tell us that nurses here are very good. Staff is very cordial. They answer your questions. They are very gentle with you. Some of them are also bad, but most of them are very gentle, nice people. You can approach the topmost people very easily. There's no like no bar. You can meet director also if you have problems. You can meet anybody. Nobody will show that I'm a big boss. How can you sit with me and do things? We are very nice with you. When you go out, camp everywhere, they will be all one of amongst you. Do all menial services wherever you see. Nothing, there's no aura around anybody. Everybody is very simple and nice. And I am, whenever I remember Saudi Arabia, I feel I'm so fortunate to be here. So happy to be here, to be in a mission, to be with such people. And I feel I'm spoiled now. Why do you think I'm spoiled? Because I can't work anywhere else now. Because I will not get colleagues like Dr. Sankhe, Dr. Dalal. I will not get managers like what we have. Everybody is going to be crooked outside. Everybody is going to be uncooperative outside. Everybody is going to be envious outside. Everybody is going to be money conscious outside. Ruthless, not helpful at all. So I am spoiled now actually. Spoiled with jalebi, you know. It's like everybody, if you eat five sweets at home for lunch and dinner, and then you go to a village and you feel only roti and dal is there. Then you are spoiled. You can't now anymore eat that roti and dal because you need 5 sweets. So we are eating every day 5 sweets here in the form of good people around, in the form of good mission around, in the form of good activities around, free from sins, all purity everywhere, no contamination, life is getting wonderfully purified while we are here, simply while we are being here. In the time when there was a depression financially outside, people are reducing salaries or at least no increments. There was recession in the market. Airlines were reducing 25,000 salaries from pilots and air hostesses. At that time also, our hospital gave 11% increment. Simply by the mercy of the Lord. We don't know how things happen, but we understood that God is so merciful. We were prepared mentally. If hospital tells us at the end of the financial year that this year recession, so no increment, carry on your same salary, next year we'll see. Because when profits was there, we shared the profit as increment. When loss is there in the hospital, we should share the loss also because it's family. We earn, we give you. We don't earn from where we'll give you. But still, hospital was able to give 11% increment. So I feel very fortunate, even financially, even work-wise, even so one way I'm spoiled with such good company and such good atmosphere constantly. I cannot work anywhere else. Even if I'm unhappy here tomorrow, I cannot go out and work anywhere because I'm too much conditioned and used to this kind of good atmosphere. So it's a good fortune actually. So any of you want to join our hospital, you're welcome. I can guarantee you the hospital will remain in this same mission. It's not going to get deviated and spoiled. And you are the ones, if you are around, if you think it's getting spoiled, you should also save it back to the original, restore it to original mission. It's also our responsibility. Good things also get decayed very fast and destroyed very fast. Good things don't remain for a long time. If you don't work for it, constantly put water to that tree. Good trees don't survive because everything is bad outside, so contamination influence is there. So everybody has a responsibility to maintain and the purity of the mission. So anybody has any question? What is there in your heart at the time of going from here? At least one person should speak. All of you must be having some thoughts now in the mind. Hare Krishna. Maybe I will